Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. He loves you.
CDC. This is yours truly, Pastor C, in the studio in Forestville, Maryland. I'd like to wish everyone a happy Friday. Truly, we've been blessed all week long, and we just thank God to let us make it to another Friday. We had a great time on our weekly Bible study, T-Nuts, There's Nothing New Under the Sun, on yesterday, and we look forward to our show tonight, changing gears a little more lighthearted than the last couple of broadcasts on Fridays that we've had. But as always, we just thank all of our very fine listeners who continue to tune in and continue to support us here at Pastors Aid CDC. We are grateful going on a year now, and on the air. Come April a year, and we're just thankful for everyone who continues to tune in and support us here. Tonight we're going to be talking about a subject that is hopefully going to give people a pause for thought and to just kind of regroup and to do a little self-help tonight. And the topic we want to talk about tonight is what keeps you going, what keeps you going. And you know, a lot of times we get caught up in the mundane daily from time to time, just going from week to week, day to day, going through the motions. You know, a lot of times I call it staying on the grind. And a lot of times we don't reflect back on the important things that keep us going from day to day. In some kind of way, somehow, some way, majority of people, majority of us, we just continue to keep going. But there are certain things that we need in our lives that help us to keep going. And you know, certain things, certain people, that will help us to have a type of balance in our lives, and those things that would help propel us through our everyday life. I know sometimes, you know, well, your days aren't as exciting as others, and sometimes they're more difficult than others, but there's some things that you can draw on that help you to keep on going. It's something that, you know, is a benefit to you that will allow you to, you know, when the day's coming to an end, or, you know, when you're getting up in the morning, or when you're dealing with your husband or your wife, when you're dealing with, you know, some difficult situation or anything like that with your kids or something, you know, what keeps us going? You know, what is it that propels us to, you know, just keep mustering and keep marching through? And, you know, I just think that, you know, in my life there, you know, three or four things that help to keep me going. And those things are my family, my faith, my friends, and, you know, just having fun, or the four F's, you know, faith, family, friends, and having fun. And, you know, those four things in my life become what what really roots and really grounds me, and allows me to, you know, take self inventory when, you know, things just seem like, you know, they're not going as well as they could, or fast as they could, or, you know, just don't feel like it, or sometimes you're tired or just can't make it through, and you hit a wall, if you will, you know. That's when you turn to your faith. That's when you turn to your family. That's when you turn to your friends. And that's when you say, okay, you know, I'm going to do something fun for a change. I'm going to do something fun. I'm going to do something that's going to, you know, be lighthearted, that's going to, you know, cheer me up. And, you know, those things, if you can, you know, get all those things at the same time, that's when you have the quadruple whammy, if you will, where you can, you know, do something, you know, with your faith, do something with your family, do something, you know, with your fun, you know, those things with your friends, it really will cheer you up. And if you ever thought about it, you know, if you're, you know, doing something like that with all four of those together, you're in a good place, you're in a good state. And so, you know, in order to get to that good place or that good state where you can keep on going, you got to learn how to blend those things together. Whatever your faith is, you know, whoever your family is, you know, sometimes you got family that's a trip. Sometimes you got family that you can't put up with, but, you know, everybody has, you know, a family, whether it's extended family, you know, adopted family, that, you know, from time to time you want to be around, you want to spend some time with. And everybody has a friend, you know, whether it's on a job, whether it's in your neighborhood, you know, whether it's someone, you know, across, you know, continent, you know, that you're, you know, FaceTiming or Facebooking or Skyping, you know, person that you can, you know, touch base with, you know, as a friend, and then, you know, just putting together, having some fun, you know, it's one of those things that you know, you really have to learn how to do. And one thing that I do is from time to time I get together with a group of guys, and you probably heard us talking about it before, is my brother's keeper. And it's just a group of us that, you know, we have various, you know, backgrounds, but we're Christians, and we get together and we come together and we play Christian music. You know, and so here we have our faith, you know, we have family, most of them are brothers or they're related to each other, you know, cousins or, you know, uncles or whatever. And, you know, we get together, we play Christian music, and it's just like a jam session. So we're sharing our faith, we're sharing our family, we're friends, and, you know, we're having fun. And that does something for me, that does something inside of me, that brings a sense of wellness to me, that, you know, we're playing music that's enjoyable to play, that's glorifying God, with family, with friends, and we're having fun. And when I'm in that zone, there's nothing like it. It's like, that to me is a refreshing place to be. That's a place that helps me to keep going. That's something I look forward to. And when you can look forward to things, spending time with in your faith, spending time with your family, spending time with your friends and having fun. And when you look forward to that, those are the type of things that, that keep you going. Those are the type of things that when you're at work and you got a stack of files or you got a bunch of emails to respond to, a bunch of reports to do, or, you know, a bunch of phone calls to return, a bunch of emails to respond to, you know, a bunch of lessons to teach, a bunch of training sessions to teach, you know, a bunch of, you know, just everyday mundane stuff to do. And you're, you know, midweek on a Wednesday, you know, you're looking at your clock, and not lunchtime yet, or it's after lunch, and, you know, looking forward to getting off, but then you got to fight the traffic, and, you know, you got to do something for your kids, or do something for your wife, or, you know, do something at the church, you know. What what keeps you going? I mean, all these things are just, you know, nothing new. There's things that everybody goes through, and some kind of way we all, you know, have to make it through, you know, that particular day or make it through that particular week. But if you can find something with those four Fs, your faith, your family, your friends, and fun, you know, and it doesn't always have to be all four of those at the same time. It just so happens that when we get together and we play this music, that that's what's happening for me, you know, with my faith. You know, singing, you know, gospel music, singing, you know, spiritual singing songs, you know, that reiterate your faith, and doing it with family and friends and having fun with it, man, it's like, it's a blast. We were over at New Birth Baptist Church on Sunday, and we were celebrating their church's 50th anniversary, and Pastor Gregory, Pastor G, who's with us on Bible study nights on Thursdays, celebrating their anniversary. And, you know, the band was playing and we were just, you know, just having a wonderful time. And this was after, you know, after the service and, you know, just kind of kicking it. And it really, excuse me, is a place where I really enjoy it. And everybody's, you know, nobody's a professional. Nobody's, you know, all-star and soloing and anything. It's just a place to be in. It's like a zone that you're in where you love your brother, you know, you're moving in your faith, and you got friends, and you're there, and you're having fun. And there's nothing like that. You know, one of the other things was where I was spending time with my son this past football season, where we got a chance to go to a big rivalry with the Washington Redskins. Washington Redskins are a big sports team in the D.C. metropolitan area, and the football stadium is about 10 minutes, I guess 10 minutes, maybe 10 minutes from our house. And we were able to be blessed to get tickets to the final game where the Redskins played their rivalry, the Dallas Cowboys. And we were able to, you know, go to that game, and, you know, a friend, business friend of ours got us some tickets, and, you know, we were able to go to the game, spend time with my son there, and just have fun. It was really, really great. That's another one of those zone moments where, you know, you got business friends that hooked you up, you know, with your family, and you're having fun. You know, and it's just something where, you know, I'm thanking God for the opportunity to spend this time with my son, you know, for friends who would want to, you know, share these, you know, tickets with us, you know, and it's like a do or die game where whoever wins goes to the playoffs. And it was a great game, and, you know, at the end of the game, one of DC Redskins linebackers intercepted a Dallas quarterback, Tony Romo's pass in the fourth quarter, and the Redskins went on to win, and it was a moment in time, you know, where you're thanking God for the opportunity, for friends who gave you, you know, tickets, you know, to spend time with your son, and you're having fun. Those are the moments, those are the things that keep you going. Those are the things that, you know, you look forward to, that you cherish and you want to make sure you do these things more often, because they're like a pick-me-up. They're like a charge. They're like a thing that you really can't explain. It's like you can't put a price tag on it. It's like you really can't articulate what's going on. But when you're in that moment, you know it. You just know it. You just know it. They're like, wow, this is just, you know, God, this is a blessing. I thank you for this time where I'm spending time with my son. You know, we got free tickets. You know, we're walking. You know, we walk from the subway up there. You know, this conversation, just that whole environment of being in that, you know, charged, you know, playoff atmosphere, great seats. You know, and it was just an awesome thing, and it's something that I think people really need to focus in on. Because sometimes we bring work home, and you know, sometimes we you know, bring problems, you know, with us wherever we go. Sometimes we bring them to church. Sometimes we, you know, bring them to our husbands or our wives or our children. And, you know, those things are really what will keep you from keeping going. It causes you sometimes to shut down. Or I don't want to talk about it. I don't feel like doing it. You know, it's something that will keep you from going on. But when you begin to learn how to start putting those four F's together, your faith, your family, your friends, and some fun together, what will happen is you'll begin to start hitting those moments or those zones or those moments in time where you say, wow, this is great. I enjoyed this. You know, I look forward to the next time. You know, I look forward to doing this. And you begin to start learning how to keep going, because these moments happen in your life where you begin to start seeing what's important, and begin to start spending more time on those things that are most important to you. So that's what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about, you know, the things, what keeps us going, and I was just sharing some things that keep me going. And we invite anyone to call in tonight and just share with us some of the things that keep you going. Like I said, I touched base on those four F's: our faith, our family, and friends, and fun. And if you want to be a part of that conversation tonight, we invite you to call in at 347-324-5569. That's 347-324-5569. We'll be glad to hear you about what you're do or what keeps you going. It's important for us all to begin to start recognizing and realizing, you know, that those moments in time are very important. They give you a charge, give you a pickup, to give you something to look forward to. And you know, life is filled with all kind of crazy stuff that we don't even have to plan for. But if we plan for, you know, our faith, we plan for our family and friends and fun, and try to get that on, you know, on a radar where, you know, it can be spontaneous. It can be something that, you know, not only do we plan for, but it's spontaneous. Those are the things that I believe are very beneficial to our wellness. So that's what we're talking about tonight. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back. We're going to talk some more about these faith, family, friends, and fun. So we're going to take a break and be right back.
Yeah. Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? And he loves you. Somebody, have you ever loved somebody? somebody? Have you ever loved somebody? We love somebody, somebody like you. Yeah, yeah. Somebody like you.
Talking about what keeps you going, what keeps you going, and I was just sharing with everyone before the break some of the things that help keep me going, and that's I call them the four F's, where I get to spend time with my faith, spend time with my family, spend time with friends, and having fun. Those things are what keep me going, and it doesn't have to always be all four of those at the same time, but you know, when you find a place in your life where, you know, you can enjoy, you know, family, you can enjoy friends, you can enjoy your faith, you can enjoy having fun. What that does, it really allows you to keep going, because you determine that these things are very important in my life, and you know. All the other things are important, and they take, you know, their place, and they have their perspective. But when I can enjoy my faith and my family and friends and have fun, man, that's a place where I really like to be. It's something where I really, really, you know, enjoy. Like I said, it's a zone for me, and I just thank God for the ability, you know, to be able to do that and enjoy that, you know, at this particular time in my life. And then one of the other things, look forward to doing is spending time with my wife, having fun with my wife. It's like, you know, we're, you know, just getting to a point where we just love to have fun, love to be around each other, you know, love to just kind of cut up, you know, all during the day through, you know, text messages and phone calls, and, you know, when we get together at the house or whatever, just, you know, having fun, because we realize, you know, how blessed we are. To be able to have health and strength, and you know, have our children, you know, doing well. It's a blessing to be able to see all those things, and, you know, just kind of helps us to keep going when, you know, we do run into challenges. And, you know, we're just like anybody else. We have challenges in all areas of our lives, and we've learned to get through them by enjoying, you know, our friends and our family and having fun. We look forward to, you know, once a week we'll try to go to a little, and you go to the IHOP and get some coffee and get some, you know, a little salad or something to eat, to just kind of sit down, you know, nothing fancy, and just talk and, you know, laugh and joke. And it's one of those things where you really, you know, have that person as family, you have that person as a friend, and you can have fun with that person. It's something special. And, you know, you look forward to that, especially after a long day at work, where she's worked, I've worked, or, you know, a long day of ministry. You really, you know, just enjoy sitting down and just being, you know, relaxed and being with that person. And just having a little bit of fun. And then, you know, you don't have to spend a whole lot of money, you know, like I said, coffee or salad or whatever you want to, you know, unwind with. Sometimes just do a walk. You know, we go down to, you know, one of the waterfront walks down and right across from Reagan National Airport, a place called Haynes Point. Just go down there and walk around, sit on the bench, watch the little ducks come by, and we sit there. You know, the ducks like for people to feed them. And, you know, if you pretend like you're throwing some out into the water, the ducks, they'll be going one way downstream. And, you know, if they think you threw something in the water, they'll turn around and come back. You know, we just kind of laugh playing with the ducks. And it's just those things right there are priceless moments where you can spend time with your family, your friends, you have fun. It's something I thank God that, you know, he has given us the ability to do. And the ability to appreciate, you know, people as family, people as friends, and you know, recognizing him as, you know, the one who is in control. And a lot of times that helps ease your mind, ease your faith to know that, you know, some things I'm not going to be able to control. And you know, I got to have enough faith and believe that, you know, God is who he says he is and that he's working things out even when I don't know or even when I don't feel like. That type of thing with your faith. Like I said, whatever your faith is, you know, that's got to, you know, help you to keep going also. And so you got to draw on your faith. You got to draw on your family, your friends, and fun, man. You just got to go after it. You got to set aside time for those four things. And if you learn to set aside time, you know, for those four things and let them become spontaneous in your life, let plan for them in your life, you know, those things will help you keep going. They'll get you through that smile that your wife gave you, you know, when you were down at Haynes Point or when you were at the IHOP or where we went to a little diner the other day. And if you're at the little diner and you're there and you just enjoy that conversation. So when you're at that time or where you're at work or wherever you're at doing something, dealing with, you know, someone going to the hospital or illness or anything that happens in your life, when you can reflect back on those things and look forward to, you know, experiencing those things again, those are the things that are going to keep you going. Those are the things that are going to help you keep your sanity. Those are the things that will keep you moving forward when you're having a tough way of going. And you have to really start to focus in on those things because everybody has it tough. One of the sermons we preached on Sunday said it came from, the title of it came from Langston Hughes. It was a poet that said life, it was called a mother to a son, said life ain't been no crystal stair. And the title of the sermon was Life Ain't Been No Crystal Stair, but I thank God for my journey. And it was from Psalm 30, verse 5, that said weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And you know, that periods of joy where you're playing instruments, and music with your family, when you're spending time with your wife, when you're spending time with your son, when you're interacting with your family and your friends, and your faith is involved. Those are the things where you find that place, you find that joy. That, you know, yeah, weeping may, you know, endure for a night. Might be tough going to work, might be tough with my wife or my kids or school or whatever it is. You know, everybody has different difficulties in their lives. But you can draw on those moments of joy that you've experienced to help you keep on going. Those are the things that help you keep on going. And we got to learn to start having more of these. We got to learn to really start focusing in on those moments because, you know, life is short, man. You know, it's like you look up and, you know, 10 years sometimes can click by real fast. And you know, whatever we were doing, whatever we were focusing on, whatever we thought was so important that had us, you know, tied up and bound up, we weren't, you know, enjoying life, we weren't appreciating our family, we weren't appreciating our friends and the loved ones around us. You know, you can look up in 10 years and you're like, wow, I did all of that. And, you know, it was really, you know, not that important. It was really not, you know, what was something that, you know, I really should have focused in on. So, you know, that's what we're talking about tonight. What keeps you going? I'm just sharing a little bit of what keeps me going. I'm going to know some more things and try to get some folk on the line after we take a break. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to call right back. But if you want to be a part of this conversation, we invite you to call in at 347-324-5569. That's 347-324-5569. Get in on the conversation of what keeps you going. I'm talking about the four F's to keep me going, and that's my faith, my family, my friends, and having fun. So we'll be right back.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. He loves you.
Lady, a lot of times hear some great comments. says about, you know, things that keep her going.
Hello.
Hello, Misha.
Yes.
Hey, this is Pastor C. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you as well.
You know, I got you on the radio again. We're talking tonight on the radio.
Yes.
What we're talking about tonight, Misha, is what keeps you going? What keeps you going? And I was sharing with our radio audience that, you know, the four F's help me keep going, and that's my faith, my family, my friends, and having fun. And just sharing with them that, you know, one of the things that I like to do is get with my brother's keeper and play, you know, songs, a gospel song that, you know, glorify God and spend time with them. Some of them are my family and some of them are my friends, and we just have fun. Those moments that are special, and those moments help me to keep going. So, you know, I just wanted to ask you what things help you to keep going.
I can definitely agree to the four F's as you have, and just feeling love, you know, being loved and appreciated. Like, that goes a long way. I think the biggest part of that is having the fun. I know that I enjoy having fun. It keeps you young at heart. It really does. And dancing, like, you know, how we get together sometimes, how we used to get together, and hopefully we'll get together soon and do the line dances and things like that, and just play the Wii and, you know, just have a good time. And that's what it's about.
Right, right. And it's those moments, I say, are priceless. They're priceless. You can't put a price on them. Where you're with your family, with your friends, you're thanking God for the opportunity, and you're having fun. And it's like, you know, those are moments in time that, you know, I look forward to, I reminisce on them, and I try to plan them. But then I also like for them to be spontaneous, where it can happen.
Right. I think the spontaneous part is good, because you never really know, you know. Well, I wanted to just mention the group that we saw at Mother Strickland's birthday party, Mom and them. They were really spontaneous, and they showed me how it is and what it feels like to be young at heart. The oldest member of their group was, I think, more young at heart than myself. And that's what it was about, like, just enjoying and being spontaneous. People really have to get outside the box and just let go and let loose sometimes.
I think a lot of people were surprised that your pastor is that spontaneous.
I think so too. I think so too. Especially at the youth celebration last month, when you were dancing with torture, with God's artillery, and you was two-stepping and three-stepping, so I don't think people expect to see that from a pastor.
Hello, you still there?
I'm still here.
Yeah, I was having fun. I love family and friends and having fun. You know, that's right in the middle of the church, you know.
I tell you, ain't no better place than to have some fun, you know, right in the middle of the church. At least if they talk about you, they're going to say that you was at church.
You know, that's the way God is. You know, he created all of these things, and we can have fun. We thank God for, you know, friends, for family. You know, it's something that's what keeps me going. You know, that's what I'm talking about, what keeps me going. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, life is filled with trials and tribulations.
Right. That's the truth. And although, like, my physical family and I don't get you know, get together as often as we used to. Just being able to get together with my church family and experience that fun and that love, it's awesome because that's what a lot of people yearn and long for, and they can't find it. And I enjoy it myself. I really do. It's nothing like being able to get together, you know, from time to time and just embrace the fun and love and fellowship. I just enjoy it.
Yeah, that mama and them, you know, Mother Strickland's 80th birthday party, that was great. I mean, they were dancing, they was moving, they was shouting and jumping around and kicking their legs up and getting the exercise. All of that going looked like, you know.
They sure were. I think they showed me and Joaquin up a little bit.
It was really good.
It really was. I tell you, I enjoy watching the older folk, you know, line dance and hand dance. They get it. And that's what helps them to keep themselves young.
So you know, those things help keep their stress down. It helps also put things in perspective, and it helps to build a bond, you know, between where you can you know, just, you know, behave in a civil manner. You don't have to you know, do things that are just wild and outlandish. But you
right.
You can joke, you can laugh, you know, all of these
That's
things are here for us to enjoy. And you know, I'm going to enjoy myself. I don't know about anybody else, but I love those.
Me
things.
Too. I don't deal with all that. I'm gonna say it like the young people say it, that ratchetness, because that's what it is. If I'm gonna go out, I'm gonna go out to have fun. I'm not gonna go out for no foolishness. And that's what I had for mine. You know, someone I knew, one of my loved ones. You know, we don't go out to fight and, you know, drink and act crazy. We don't do that. We go out to have a good time. And the older folk are showing us how it is when, you know, to go out and have a good time. All we have to do is embrace it.
Right, right. But those are the things that you know, help me to keep going. Because sometimes, like I said, it's a tough day at work, or it's a tough day with your family, or it's a tough day with your health, you know. But you can look forward to those times where you can, you know, I call them priceless moments, where
that's
just
right.
Really enjoying it, you know.
Yeah, I was just reflecting. You said you call them priceless moments. I was reflecting on the church picnic last summer, and unfortunately you couldn't be there, but we got together and we danced and we had a good time out there in the park.
All right.
I tell you, those are priceless moments, like when people that have left the church come back and we all can get together and continue where we left off. Those are the priceless moments.
It is. And
yes.
We gotta start, like I said, having the spontaneous, and then you gotta start planning them, you know,
priceless
moments. Because, you know, it's an old saying, it's an old cliche, but life is too short, you know.
That's right. I just mentioned today I gotta put me a youth explosion together. And get the young people involved again. The weather's about to change, and you know, we can start doing some things for the children again. Get them back involved and learn how to do things accordingly.
Yeah, I like during the summer and during the warmer months where we were out doing outreach right in the parking lot. You know. You know, get together. You know, hot dogs, giving away clothes, and.
Right.
Fellowshipping with the people in our community. Like I said, those are priceless moments where you share your faith of giving and, you know, giving out food and playing music and dancing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just great. It makes me feel better.
Right. I mean, it's a wonderful thing just to be engaging, you know, and giving back. Prayerfully, if we do it this year, more people will come out.
Absolutely.
And see what we have to offer. It's not about us.
No, not
at all. It's about the building and of God and doing things the way that he had them to be done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you taking the time out. I tell people all the time that, you know, I enjoy talking to our members and, you know, just cutting up with them and, you know, let them know that, you know, our faith is alive. It's not something that we just do on Sunday, but, you know.
That's right.
Look forward to worshiping with you on Sunday.
All righty. And you enjoy your evening. Thanks for having me aboard tonight.
All right. And remember, life ain't been no crystal scale.
Hey. That's all right. All right. Have a good night.
All right. You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
That was Demetia talking about what keeps you keep on going. Some of the things that keep on going. It's like dance. Her and a friend of hers, they love the line dance. And we were at one of the mother of our church, 80th birthday party, and it was about 15 women. I think the youngest is 60, and the oldest is, I think, close to 80. And they have this little dance, line dance, and they do it for exercise, and they walk the mall Iverson Mall in what part of town that is. But they stay in shape and they have fun, and it was a great birthday party, great celebration, and just wonderful to see them, you know, put all those things together, their friends, their family, and, you know, they're having fun, and, you know, they're women of faith, and it's just an awesome thing to see it. They were showing up, the young folk, cause they practice and they move, and it's just something to see. It's one of those, like I said, those moments in time where you're really just enjoying, you know, that whole atmosphere. All right, we're going to take one more break before we close out tonight. If you want to be a part of this conversation, we ask you to call in at 347-324-5569. We're going to take a break and be right back.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? And he loves you.
Out what keeps you going, you just need to make sure you keep, you know, doing those things and keep, you know, making them spontaneous and keep, you know, planning for them because those are the things, I believe it creates a chemical, a biological, or even a spiritual sense of feeling or change in your whole life. You know, some people love, you know, their friends as far as with animals. You know, animals, you know, they do something to people when they spend time with their animals. You know, they come home from work and you have that loving animal that's there all the time. You know, they don't care, you know, what happened at work. They're just glad to see you. And then, you know, if it's a dog, it's wagging its tail and, you know, just glad to see you. That does something to you physically. It does something to you to create a sense of well-being in your life. And, you know, a lot of times where you go to hospitals and nursing homes and they allow animals to come in as ways of helping to minister to help people's mental psyche take their mind sometimes off their illness or their situation, and the animals will can come in and you know they have no hang-ups. You know, whether you're young, you're old, whether you're mental capability, physical capability, they don't care. You know, if you're just trying to pet them, they love to be pet. They love to interact. You know, that's a friend, an unconditional friend. You know, a lot of times it's animals, and you know, if it's your animal, you like, you know, spending time with the animal, walking your animal, and you know, just, you know, doing things with your hobbies or your sports or those type of things. You know, those things bring you relief. Those things bring you camaraderie with your fellow man, interaction. You know, if you like to go to the gym, you know, go with your friends or your family or find somebody at the gym that you go to. It's those things that you know, take the edge off to help you to keep going. And everybody's got to find something, you know. And you know, I just encourage everyone to find something that is going to be positive. It's not going to be destructive to your life because, you know, too many times, you know, when we don't find things that we have fun with, we don't find things that are people or family where we can, you know, have those moments when, you know, sometimes we turn to things that will give us the opposite effect and create, you know, trouble or drama in your life. And, you know, you really want to stay away from those things. So find the things that's going to bring you joy, things that's going to give you a positive change in your life to help you keep going. Don't get involved with those things that, you know, pull you down, it'll bring you down, and then you're not going to want to keep going, and you're just going to, you know, slow down, and it's just going to get more and more difficult. So find your little niche. Find your thing. Find your little euphoria that you know, with your family, your faith, your friends, having fun, and you'll really start to experience, you know, change in your life for having wellness in your life. Those are the things that you need to look forward to. And you know, like I said, I enjoy playing the music, writing music, being on the radio, you know, just interacting with people, you know, as a pastor, as a father, you know, a husband. It's those things that I enjoy, you know, and it puts the work and you know, the struggles, it puts it in perspective. And, you know, when you're out there, you know, just having fun, you know, it's contagious. It starts to rub off on people. You know, people want to be around someone that, you know, is fun-loving and likes to, you know, conversate and interact with people and you know, just do things that are enlightening and uplifting. Those are the type of people like to be around. And so, you know, you gotta plan to be around those people. You gotta be able to be spontaneous with them. And you'll find that you'll start experiencing more wellness in your life. And again, that's what it's all about. You know, when you begin to start getting to know those things that make a difference in your life, and those things that help you keep going. When you begin to start focusing in on those, and you begin to start sprinkling your life with those, you'll see the whole attitude. You see a whole attitude change, and you'll see the change around people, the people that are around you. They'll see it, and they'll want to get more involved. So, you know, that's what we're encouraging people to do tonight, is to find out what keeps you going, talk about it, try to plan it, try to be spontaneous about it, try to encourage other people to do the same thing. Because, you know, even in difficult times, you can laugh, you can crack a joke, you can crack a smile. A lot of times at work, when we're having difficult times at work, you know, we just kind of make, you know, just jokes about, you know, some of the things that are going on, just to you know, laugh from, keep from crying or yelling or fussing. Sometimes you just have to laugh at it to take the edge off of it. You know, when you can laugh at it to take the edge off of it, it'll help you get through the day. You'll be able to press your way through. You better keep going. But you got to learn to laugh. You got to kind of learn to, you know, team up with someone that, you know, when you're down, you know, they can crack a joke and kind of get your mind off the things for, you know, a few minutes before you get back to the grind. You know, shoot somebody an email or you know, walk by somebody's desk or, you know, just any kind of thing just to kind of break the monotony or to, you know, just take the edge off for a second. Then you can get back to, you know, the serious matters at hand. But, you know, you need that brevity sometimes in those difficult situations. And you really love people that know how to work serious, but at the same time they can, you know, have an impromptu joke or, you know, put a little brevity into it, you know, at the appropriate time. That's what helps you keep going, you know. When you realize that, hey, you know, it's serious, but, you know, I gotta live. I gotta, you know, not be so serious. You know, I gotta, you know, be able to have a distraction from, you know, all the seriousness all the time. You know, so I can keep on going. So I can take a break. You know, so I can take a inhale or exhale. So I can laugh at a joke, or I can, you know, watch a movie and you know, with a loved one or a friend or something, and, you know, enjoy the action or the comedy or the sitcom or whatever it is. You know, some people like, you know, certain reality shows, whatever it is, you know. So those are the things that help you keep going. Those are the things that you look forward to. I know a lot of the guys, we look forward to football season. You know, we look forward to that on Thursday or Sunday night, you know, or Sunday afternoon. You look forward to that game, and, you know, when you get to the end of the week, you know, what's your favorite team going to be? Whether you're doing, you know, fantasy football, or, you know, calling your buddy who's you know, team is different from yours. But, you know, those are the things that we got to do to help us keep on going. Because if you get too serious, you get too bogged down, you get too, you know, locked in, It really is not good for you. It's not good for you mentally, physically, spiritually. It's just not good for you. You gotta learn to get to a place where you can you know, kind of structure your life for wellness and you know, plan to be spontaneous, where you can free yourself up to do some things that are not gonna hold you in a place that you don't want to be, where you don't want to keep going, but some things that you can look forward to keep on pushing, keep on going. So that's going to do it for us tonight. It's been a pleasure, a little lighthearted to tonight. I know some nights we get a little serious, get a little deep, but just a little lighthearted tonight, talking about, you know, the things that what keeps us going. And again, with me, it's my faith, it's my family, it's my friends, and having fun. And when those come together, good goodness gracious, Pastor C is really, really enjoying them. And I hope you can find yours. I hope this talk is your thoughts of what you really need to do. And hopefully you'll be able to experience some wellness by finding your faith, your family, your friends, and your fun that will help you to keep on going. All right, that's going to do it for us tonight. Again, thank everyone who continues to tune in. If you want to hear our broadcast in their entirety, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Pastor Zaid, and you can scroll down to get any of our broadcasts as April on demand. And if you want to hit us on Twitter, you can go to PACDC316. It's PACDC316. Also, Facebook at Pastor's Aid. It's PASTORSAID. And we'll be glad to communicate with you through social media. But it's been a blast. Like I said, this is one of the things I like to do. So looking forward to Sunday night, and, you know, just going to keep on going, because, you know, I found the things that really helped me to keep on going and helped me to experience wellness. And I pray that you have been enlightened or helped, or what a resource that you can get connected to for the wellness of you and your community. All right, that's going to do it for us tonight. And so until Sunday night, we say good night.